That's the latest single from the gentleman we're about to talk to. It's brand new, it's with Ray, but he's also known for this. Yes, we are talking to the man behind Ride It, Ride It, Ride It. Ladies and gentlemen, quarantined in Australia, stuck out of his home country of Kosovo, not really sure when he's getting home, please say hello to Regard.
Hello, how are you, Dave? How are you, guys? How is going? So thanks a lot for inviting me in your interview. So this is my first time, so it's a pleasure.
First of all, is the pronunciation of Regard right, or am I missing something?
Yeah, it's right. Yeah, Regard.
Okay, that is good. First things first, yeah. As long as we can pronounce your name correct, then we can get along.
Yeah, exactly.
Regard, if we can jump way back, when and where did your DJ producing career start?
I started 10 years ago, around 10 years ago, on doing mix sessions, you know, live mix sessions. And after 2 years, I was interested, to work, to learn on producing. I started with remix. So for around 5 years or 6 years, I worked only on remixes. Most of the remixes about my old songs, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, even 30 years ago, because it's my style, what kind of genre and what kind of style, music style I listen most of the time. So I used to work for six years on remixes to develop myself, to find my sound. So Ride It is typically my original sounds from my background that I worked for many years, so this is how for many years I start, and this is, whole of my career, how I develop myself.
Did you or the label or who put it on TikTok, and was it purposely put on TikTok, or did someone pick it up, put it on and took off?
To be honest, Dave, I don't know who uploaded for the first time on TikTok, for the first time, I'm saying. I don't know who uploaded, that. I think so it happens 1 year and a half ago. And I don't know who uploaded for the first time, but after that, was going to be more and more, people was getting, the Ride It on their video. So till, the big influences, catch the sound, and they start to use that. And we discovered when it was around 50,000 users. And, after 6 months, we met Sony Music team, Sony Music UK team. We did the deal with them, and of course it goes viral everywhere because it was more organized, systematically everywhere, no one from us uploaded for the first time. It was organically by someone that I don't know yet personally who is that person, but I'm very grateful to that person that tried it on TikTok.
That's amazing. It's amazing that it just organically grew, a user put it up, and then here we are.
Right music, on the right time. This is what happened.
Good luck, bit of timing.
Yeah, exactly.
Personally, I can't explain why TikTok is so addictive. Like, you find yourself scrolling through it for so long. And I was having a look at your account as well, and so you have all the different videos. What do you think it is about TikTok that people have just grown to love it so much and kind of become so obsessed with it?
I think so. Good question. Because I think so, TikTok is kind of a non-interactive app. It's not an app you can do a chat, you can do a conversation with people, but just you can upload a video, a funny video. You can express your feelings, That's why people do not hesitate to do even a kind of a video that you never saw before, So that's why, TikTok is very useful, because on IG, people try to look like, different kind of non-real, non-real. Facebook is kind of more familiar, but TikTok is, kind of dirty, you know, dirty, dirty hair. You know? So that's why.
It works for all of us, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
Regard, thank you so much for talking with us today. Stay safe in Australia. And look, we will talk to you again in the future.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Dave. Thanks a lot, Finn, a lot.
Thank
thanks
you.
For inviting me. It's an amazing time to interview with you.